Butcher's Hill, A Tess Monahan Mystery, by Laura Lippman, narrated by Deborah Hazlett.
Prologue. 5 years ago. He was deep in his favorite dream, the one about Annie, when he thought he heard the scratchy sound of pebbles on his windowpane. Snick, snick, snick. No, he had been the one who had thrown the pebbles against Annie's window. So many years ago, back on Castle Street. Then he would sing when he saw her pull back the curtain. Buffalo girl, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight. Come out tonight. And she did. What a skinny, long-legged girl she had been, creeping down the fire escape in her bare feet, high-heeled shoes stuck in the pockets of her dress, bright red birds sticking out their long necks. Patch pockets, she had said when he had marveled at them. He marveled at everything about her, the white rickrack she sewed along the hem and neckline of her dress, to give it what she called pizzazz. Her heart-shaped face, the hollow at the base of her throat, where he hung a heart-shaped locket. No matter how many times she crawled down that fire escape to meet him, she always hesitated on that final step, about a half story above the ground, as if she were scared of falling. But he knew she was a little scared of him, of loving him, of what it meant for a young, high-spirited girl to love a man so serious and solemn. She would hang, the toes of her bare feet curling in fear as she swung above the street, and he would laugh. He couldn't help himself, at that skinny, long-legged girl swinging above Castle Street. His Annie.
The prince is supposed to take a girl to a castle, but you already live on one.